Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about physics tutorial maker update. So in this podcast, I'm going to say where I'm up to in sort of advanced structuring of production of YouTube tutorials. And you might think, oh, well, I have my topic, I work on it really hard, I produce a good YouTube tutorial. And it's going to be a little bit more complex to that. So on the background, I met some old student friends of mine. I suppose I can call them friends. Siddharth and Muhammad on the train going up to the Blue Mountains. And they got off. They were able to speak to me and actually chat about the subject that they're doing. I found that very fascinating, and show me some tutorials. Some work that they were doing. I was able to recite the periodic table, have some good old times, remember some of the fantastic lessons. I myself, look, I don't know whether you enjoyed it. I had heaps of fun. I always like doing one or two experiments a lesson, and really going and really stretching people. So Siddharth, Muhammad, Jaden. Great friend of mine, Jade. I love the way that he used to do raps. That just excited me. And someone who's able to say something really clever, but stupid, but mad, but undermining. I toast to it. Now, of course, I've been sick, heart operations, various things, getting back on top of it. And you showed me a physics problem, and I thought I can do a tutorial on it. And so I set up the old way of doing a tutorial, where I'm sort of used to, you know, I was back in the classroom and I could just get up there and get on a whiteboard and do it. And so I set up the camera, set up the bath tile, sort of went around for a day or so finding the right things to write it on, you know, what could I do, and setting up a camera and doing various things like that. And eventually, when I did it, I was standing in front of it all the time, so you couldn't see me write. So this is one of the basic problems. And then there was, when I did it, it was really slow. My handwriting was slow. It was at an angle, hard to read. I knew what I was saying, but there were really small aspects of it here. Oh, it's so hard to do. And then when I took that stuff and put it on to Camtasia, which I now think is perhaps the dumbest, slowest editing piece of software I've ever seen. It's just sort of insanely slow and clunky. I put it on there, it just got worse and worse and worse. It's sort of like something that's willing itself to go down the nearest sewage vent. And I'm obviously working on sort of robotic teaching and robotic techniques, and seeing if I can take little aspects of it. And obviously I'm using a bit of artificial intelligence, a bit of reading to help me through the stroke thing, sort of the cognitive stuff. So what am I going to bring? So I really want to produce something, and then it's sort of take a long time to produce something. So normally, as a teacher, you'd like to go straight back and help them. And having seen the question you gave, you don't know whether you've gone through it. So I've got this complicated thing where I've decided, oh, well, if I can, rather than write it, I can write out the type it out and get the... if you type it up, no one's going to read it. They only read it once. If you type something out, someone might read it once, but they tend to file it away. Whereas, ideally, I want to actually, if I'm going to write it up, I have to get the computer to read it through to check that I haven't lost any words from it. This is part of the stroke thing, eh? And so once you do that, you may as well capture that. And if it's going to be captured, it's got to be fit in a mobile phone screen, a 4x9. Across. So that means, what it means to get several things. Firstly, it has to be able to read. Now, the reading only works in Microsoft Word. So it's got to be in Word. And then it's got to be a sheet of paper. And then it's got to fit on your mobile phone. Now, if you
write it such that it writes right across the page is either too small. It's got to be, you know, two columns, landscape, two columns, and it's got to be readable by mobile phone. So it's a certain font and a certain density. So I've got that. And then you also want pictures on there sufficiently large that you can stop and you can expand it yourself. But it's got to be of the same, essentially, it's got the picture's got to be of the same aspect ratio, 4:9:9 coming across. There's no point having a very long, skinny picture because you can't expand it to see what's going on. And so my first version of that, I had different sections. One is a bit of an introduction, and then some features. And then I didn't even get around to the end of the question before I ran out of time. And then I ran through Camstasia to go through, and it was just a very slow process. With the broadband, which I've lost the broadband, it went up really quickly and sent it across. And I just thought, as an overall process, I'll just check how much time I'm just here in my car. Oh, look, I've got 10 minutes before I have to. I'm also waiting out here at Scouts. So, this is just another thing for it. A part of the cognitive rehab, I've done nearly 2,000 podcasts on different topics. It might be a molecular tour, it might be an aspect of quantum physics, it might be a strategy, it might be an event that happened, it may be a chemical, it may be a disease, it may be an article I've read. And the main thing is to get speaking clearly, get the memory going, and you've got to really, really push yourself. So if you can imagine the worst kind of things, and if I can say the worst kind of thing of saying, oh, well, look, our operational needs of the school are such that we can't provide any rehabilitation support for you. Tough luck about morals, tough luck about when it comes right down to it. Our goodwill extends to our people. You're not part of our people. Tragic. And of course, you can't let that happen. You've got to stand up, fight back, and push forward. Similarly, you were told, I think, the problem was that people didn't work together. If they worked together, they would have got there, which I have a problem, because it's really placing responsibility on your shoulders. And there's such a way that it doesn't tell you the true secret to success in HSC. In HSC is basically marksmanship. It's sort of the way that you make good soldiers. You unfortunately, if you want them to hit targets, you've got to get them out on the range, firing down the range, grouping, and sort of that. So you really basically have to do stacks and stacks of exercises. And if you can't do an exercise, you have to monitor where you're stopping up. And unfortunately, that explanation didn't get through. And of course, if you give that the real explanation to go through, you would say, well, how come they didn't tell you that? Well, the reason is that they didn't know to tell you that to put you through to move you forward. So in my HSC, I got basically 100% going through, which is pretty remarkable. But I did stacks and stacks of exercise, just really push myself. And there's that emotional barrier to push yourself through. If you are stopped by various things, and the quality of exercises can stop you if there's complexity across there. So again, you're fighting one direction to fight forward to get up there. I've got to go from where I'm at to building not just one tutorial, but tutorial after tutorial, which can land in sort of like an overarching howitzer. So if you get your coordinates and go through. So we've got the problem here of from the idea to the YouTube taking a long time. So Camstasia put aside, I've got a screen capture program which will work a little bit better. Then you've got your pages of ideas. And the problem is that you have this overall problem that you've got a series of ideas that you have to point, and just looking at it, it's the ideas are they're unstructured. Well, not that they're unstructured. They don't have a table of contents to actually hit the target that you ought to go. You have to understand the diagram, the physics, the nature, the mistakes, the right way of doing it, things, the right formula, and then when you've done the right thing, you have to fire. It's sort of like fire and movement. You have to know where to run, where to drop down, where to crawl, where to go. Then you aim, and when by the time you aim and fire, you have actually done everything right. Now, when you're going through training, if you skip those things, they're not going to learn. So it's quite difficult to write it. And one of the things I realise now that I really basically have to have a heading, and it says it in sort of large, and then the page associated with it. So, like, I'm really understanding that this is going to be a YouTube tutorial, and it's got to have a topic, and it's got to have little micro topics to go in. This is 20 seconds, 30 seconds on something, and you don't want people scanning between all things. And essentially, you are going to have basically a topic of banter, the topic of a diagram. What does a diagram do? And you know, a charge, does it? How you should draw it? So it is actually a small statement of the central idea, and then text and a diagram. And I don't know quite how that should go. But then this is your subunit, and then your subunit is a page, and then you can construct your document really quickly, because what you do is you go so you may say, you may have 20 problems, pretty much the same thing. Now, what you really need is the same introduction bolted to the front of all those 20 problems, but a variation. So you may say, look, I can do this problem, I need help on that problem, and rather than just go to that problem without the introduction, you really need the introduction bolted together. Now, this has come from an artificial synthetic building of the idea together. So I don't know how I can actually sort of stitch this together. I've got a half idea how to do it, but then it has to actually go through, read it, and record it. Now, this is a bit more robotic software. There is this ancient, I don't think it's supported anymore, called ActiveX. It's sort of almost like Flash Player, ActiveX. It actually takes control of your Microsoft programs, and it basically says, open up such a program, do this. Now, the problem is that the ActiveX really works if it's got everything. You know, you need your Word, you need to read. So I think that's doable. You can actually get a command line to open up get a command line to structure your document. So at no point do you actually have to save or multiply the document. Eventually you will do, but you can actually go up there, pick up the elements of the tutorial, stitch it together, read it aloud. The problem is to actually convert that to something which is screen captured, or convert that process into a camera thing is sort of like, just the problem is that it is really highly unlikely that the actual software as written that you load off the internet will have ActiveX controllers. So anything Microsoft will have an ActiveX controller. Anything industrial robots will have an ActiveX controller, but something brought off the internet is just, it's too lightweight. It's actually not really poorly engineered coming off. It can be great. It's all focused on the user experience. It's not focused on doing it. And then what happens is that you get these things like Camstasia, which are these huge mess of complicated things. You got something like Audacity, which is like a beautiful open source stuff to come across, but it's got to come all together to actually produce it. So I'm sort of thinking across there. So at least I know the step forward in terms of that. I can start creating these base lessons. Some of the base lessons are, truly coming up across here, because you read through that document and you instantly, pick out, oh, they've written that incorrectly, they've done that incorrectly, this correctly, the correct way to go across. Okay, that's the end of this. My kids are coming out now. I would say thanks a lot for listening. So that's the end of Scouts, and I've got to pick up people. I hope that's right. All right, bye for now.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.